And joining us over the phone this morning is Cole Havens. He's the sports director for the Bighorn Radio Network. He's also the play-by-play for Cody Bronx football. Cole, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, we appreciate you taking a few minutes, especially since you got a little drive in front of you, as we mentioned, and we know that all too well. One, we've done it many, many times, and two, we just did it last week. So we appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your morning to talk with us.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I mean, yeah, two big teams going head-to-head tonight. I mean, I think Coach McFadden told me the other day for Cody, he said it doesn't get any better than tonight's matchup.
Well, it's become one of those, especially in the last 5 years between Coach McFadden and Coach Young, where it's probably one of the most respected rivalries, I think, within the 3A West between these two programs. They're so similar in their style of play, and they do so many things the same. Their game plans are usually quite similar. So, you know, it certainly is one of those games, and I'm not surprised to hear that from Coach McFadden, because I think these two programs probably have the most respect for each other than any other programs in the 3A.
Yeah, I would completely agree with you. That's definitely what I've garnered in my year plus here, is that Cody and Star Valley, like you said, the utmost respect. I think next to Powell, it's Star Valley for Cody. I know the Powell-Cody rivalry obviously is a big one, but then this Star Valley-Cody rivalry, I think you said it perfectly. You throw the other team's uniforms on each other and you wouldn't be able to tell them apart, kind of type of deal.
You know, one thing I want to talk about with this matchup is Cody's defense, Cole. These guys, they have a lot of speed. This sounds like a very general thing to say, but they just don't give up very many points. They just don't give up a lot of points, and they make it very difficult to run the ball. What's been the secret to their success so far this year?
You know, you're absolutely right, and if you look at even the numbers, a lot of the points that have been scored on have been scored in garbage time. Last week against Evanston, it was the JV guys that were in there. Evanston scored 14 late points against Riverton. They got some points late when the JV guys came in. So those numbers could be even less if the varsity guys got in. But, you know, there's not really any secret. It's the coaches designing a game plan that the kids are able to go out and execute. Basically, they're keeping it very simple. They're making sure that everyone knows their reads. And what also bodes well for them is you got the likes of a Nick Kalich and a Keaton Stone that anchor that defense in the linebacker position, that know not only where they need to be, but where everyone else needs to be on every single down, on every single play.
Now, I was going to bring up Nick Kalich and the force he is on the defensive side, so I'm glad you mentioned him. And when you flip the ball and look on the offensive side, Star Valley and Cody are very similar in those respects, in the fact that they really don't have a one-man workhorse as far as running the football. It's kind of done by committee, and they're able to throw the ball, of course, as needed, but it's going to be hard for either defense to really just kind of key off on a guy, because at any time there's five or six guys in the backfield that could each carry the ball.
No, you're absolutely right. You are totally right. You can't key in on one guy, and that's what makes especially this Cody offense so tough. You key in on a Nick Kalich, well, a Jackson Schroeder or a Cody Phillips beats you. You key in on a Jackson Schroeder, you got a Drew Trotter, a Chad Cowie that beats you. And then you got some young guys that are emerging week in and week out that all of a sudden you go, wait, who's this guy? Where'd he come from?
As we look at this matchup tonight, obviously, it's the first thing that people look at is the record, of course, and the Bronx undefeated at this point. The Braves have they've lost, well, let's just say it, they've lost more games this year than they've lost in the last 5 years combined. So it's been one of those seasons where people look at that as maybe an anomaly, but at the same time, you know, Duke and I were just talking about it. We feel like the pieces are there for Star Valley to have a good team. What mindset do you think that the Bronx have looking at Star Valley's record? Do you feel like they are looking at that at all, or do you feel like they're just trying to look past that and realize that it should be a tough game?
They're throwing the record out the window. The record means nothing in this game. Star Valley, you look at who they've played. If you're a football fan, if you're a football person, if you know football, you know that Star Valley's record means absolutely, well, nothing, really. And Star Valley's so much better than that 1-5 record. You look at the teams they've lost to, you look at the teams they've played, they haven't lost to a team that's not a top-5 team in any level they played at. I mean, losing to Jackson and Powell, top-5 teams, losing to the two Idaho schools, those are top-5 teams leading their conference. You look at the Utah school leading their conference. I mean, Star Valley, they've lost to good teams. You can't look at their record and say they're a bad team when you look at who they've played. Cody going into this matchup thinking they're playing a state championship type of game. This is a state championship preview. This is a playoff preview game. Star Valley is a top five team in Class 3A. They are not looking at the record. They are looking at this as a the defending state champions. We got to go in and put our best foot forward. If we overlook that at all, Star Valley is going to beat us.
We're speaking with Cole Havens this morning, play-by-play voice of the Cody Bronx. Star Valley hosting Cody tonight with kickoff scheduled for 5 o'clock this evening. Cody, when you look at this matchup and maybe some of the game prep that you have done, what do you see as some of the key matchups in this game or some of the maybe just keys to the game for either team?
I don't think it really comes – I'm not going to throw out a player because I don't think it really comes down to one player because, like you said, both teams have that do-it-by-committee approach. I think for – Star Valley, they have to be able to contain Cody's speed. For Cody, they have to be able to utilize their speed. Cody's got to be able to get out on the edge. They've got to get their playmakers in space. If they can get Star Valley in one-on-one matchup, Cody will have success. On the other side, if Star Valley can keep containment, if they don't give up the edge and they can force Cody back inside, Star Valley should have the edge. But I think it all comes down to containment and who can kind of get that edge. Cody's got speed. They want to utilize that. They want to get their players out in space. Star Valley can't let that happen. And I think both teams, it's going to be kind of that chess match. Like you said, Coach McFadden and Coach Young, they're very similar in how they operate. It's going to be a chess match all game. Who can utilize their pieces the right way? Who can get their pieces in the spots that they want to do it? Who can basically play their game? Who can force the other team to play their game? I think that will be the biggest key.
Cole, we appreciate your time this morning. Hey, just a heads up, as you know, it is homecoming for Star Valley. And when we went to Powell last week, we got a little taste of the Cody homecoming parade as we went through Cody.
Oh, yeah.
We had to detour around for the Cody parade. A Star Valley parade was last night, so we won't make you detour anywhere.
All right, I'll keep that in mind, and I thank you for that. Yeah, this is the third straight homecoming game Cody will have played in. They played in Powell's homecoming, they had their own last week, and now they're playing in your homecoming. Third straight week Cody's playing in a homecoming game.
Wow, that season, huh? Well, Cole, thanks for your time. We'll see you later this evening.